Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. It's a Friday, which can only mean one thing when it comes to Irish racing. We're back on the Polytrack in Dundalk and we're going to look ahead to that action now. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined on the line by William Hill's Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, Mark.
Good man. A good card in Dundalk tonight to look forward to?
Yeah, very much so, yeah. It's beginning to settle down now, isn't it, the evening stuff. And of course we're getting two meetings per week as well at Dundalk, which is almost something that we've been championing for quite a while. And it's great as well. Dundalk have really obviously rallied around and answered everyone's call. Not only that, they've also had the ingenuity of putting in a running rail off the home turn as well, like a false rail, which spun the horses off wide into the home straight, which on the evidence of what we saw the other night means that it stopped a lot of trouble in running as well. I thought it worked really well. They were spread across the track, everything had every chance in the home straight. If you wanted to come up the inner, you got a clear run. If you wanted to go down the middle, you weren't inconvenienced. There wasn't any slow parts of the track or anything. I thought it was a really, really brilliant move. Not many racecourses would have had the balls to do that. Dundalk have done it and it worked.
Good, yeah, good to see, wasn't it? And hopefully we'll get some fairer run races, and you won't feel quite as unlucky if your horse gets beat there. So that's quite good news. The first race, Andy, we'll get stuck into the action. The 6:15. We start with a filly's maiden over a mile, and there's a few of these in here with decent enough form. There's a couple without any form at all as well making their debut. So how do you see the opener shaping up?
Well, I think Joe Lyons holds quite a strong hand here. He's got a couple of nice fillies, one by Master Craftsman, another one by See the Stars. The one by Master Craftsman is the one I'd select here, ridden by Colin Keane. She made a very, very encouraging debut here on her racecourse appearance behind Princess Polita. And wish you were here. Two fillies had already shown a good standard, a good level of form. So certainly no disgrace to finish behind those two. Obviously those two had the benefit of a previous run. But I quite like the way this horse finished off her race. She was very slow away, but came down the middle of the track quite strongly, devouring the ground late on to only get beat four lengths. I think the step up in trip tonight should in theory suit her quite well. She's by Master Craftsman, and a lot of those horses often A, need the run, and B, love this surface. So yeah, all things being equal, she should win this or go very close to winning this tonight. I'd slightly fancy her over other two Starboard Companions, Phoenix Twist and Kaminari. Kaminari ran quite well first time up here behind Flying Jib, then it was a bit disappointing in that good maiden down in the Curra behind Tested. Another horse in that race, Iantas, was a strong fancy of mine last time out here at Dundalk. It was in the race that was won by Harry's Princess, the John Ox horse, and she was a bit disappointing. She was only sent off for 4-1 chance that night. I think she's a bit better than that, so I wouldn't totally disregard her out of all recognition, because that run the time before and that maiden was so eye-catching. Maybe that she just didn't perform it to her best for one reason or another. And we've also got to keep an eye on that Flare of Fairlight as well. Flare of Firelight, filly by Birdston. David Watchman introduced a really nice colt the other night by Henry the Navigator called Quadrivium. So he's obviously capable of readying one first time out. Could have done with a better draw, that one, but that's certainly an interesting runner. But yeah, Crafted Mastery is the choice in the first.
Okay, Crafted Mastery in the first, then on to the second race, which is the 6:45. This is an apprentice handicap, Division 1 of this apprentice handicap over a mile, and Hillary is priced up as the tissue favourite. Has some decent form in the book, but she's still 0-21. I suppose the mile and a quarter trip probably wasn't to her liking last time, but how do you see her going this evening, Andy?
Well, the front two in the betting here collectively are 0-35, so... it's not the greatest betting medium, this, you wouldn't suggest. Hillary, the chief culprit there with 0-18. Just a bit one-pacey, that's the only problem. And when you get a horse who's just the one pace, they do find it difficult to win when you get horses around you that can quicken. She's coming here off the back of several good runs, one over a mile and a quarter last time out. She's sure to run a race, but I slightly prefer the other one who has its convictions, and that's Phil's Wish. Now, this was a big eye-catcher for me the other day in that race won by Cheers Buddy. Pyromaniac was also well fancied on that occasion. He'd previously won. I just think that form's a bit more reliable. And I like the way this horse finished off its race. It was an unfancied outsider off the back of two moderate runs, but they dropped it in instead of trying making the running like they did the time before, and it seemed to work the Oracle. I didn't think Colin Keane was overly aggressive on this gelding in the latter stages, though, and I think with a more vigorous run, it might have actually gone a little bit closer than it did in the final reckoning. 4-1 here tonight, with its overall record here at Dundalk reading quite well. I'd prepare to give Fields Wish another go. I think he's a little bit better than what he showed last time out. If that's the case, that might be good enough to go and take this 6:45.
OK, on to the third race then. This is at 7:15. It's Division 2 of this mile apprentice handicap, and this one is more competitive, thankfully. Misty Lane comes here in good form, a decent reappearance last time when third, well supported on that occasion as well, and the extra furlong probably will suit, but you've got the likes of Armaniki Nico, the Firm and Reckless Lad in there as well with decent chances. It's a much better renewal, this, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't be so strong on Misty Lane tonight. I really fancied her last time. I made her my nap, and although she didn't lose me down big time, she obviously didn't win. And her career record suggests that she's probably a better horse first time out anyway. You know, she goes well fresh. I think that's probably a good chance we've seen the best of her first time out. So I'm not sure she'll improve on that run the other night. Therefore, I'm going to take her on with the two informed horses here that have won their last starts, particularly Reckless Lad, who's been... looks like being around about a 5-6-1 chance this morning, which looks an absolute incredible price for Patrick Martin, 3-year-old. Now, he's bookended a really bad run in between by winning similar races to this in very, very impressive fashion. Particularly last time out, regular podcasters and listeners to William O' Radio would have heard me waxing lyrical about that race he won on the 27th of November when he beat Miller Beach. Now, Miller Beach has gone on to advertise that form on more than one occasion from bad draws, and you know, it contained horses like Doc Holliday went into that race in good nick as well. So he was beating two informed rivals. I like the way he quickened up, and I actually put down readily in the comments that I made after he won. So any horse that's won readily or easily or with a bit to spare, I'm always prepared to tip them again despite the extra poundage that he runs under tonight. I'd certainly fear Armaniki Nico, who in the first time blinkers quickened up smartly to win the last day, thus ending a bit of a long losing run. But he's very useful here. He's won two of his five starts, and if the headgear works again, he's certainly got the ability in the turn of foot, as he showed the other night, to take a hand here. So I actually think this race is between those two, Armaniki Nico and Reckless Lad. At the prices, if you can get Reckless Lad each way, I think you're onto a fairly safe bet there.
Okay, Reckless Lad then, each way if possible. We haven't priced them up yet, so we'll have to find out what the prices are later on. On to the 7:45 next. This is a handicap over 7 furlongs, and Rummaging is likely to be popular in the betting. Comes here chasing the hat-trick and in good form. Has a very good course record as well, 4 from 6 around Dundalk. But Takata Blue, anybody who likes Rummaging's form, Takata Blue was second last time and is weighted to reverse that form. How do you see the 7:45 going, Andy?
Yeah, this is Umdinger, isn't it? It brings together all the best milers of this category who've been running in similar races to this. Rummaging, of course, is a regular stalwart of the podcast, isn't he? He's won his last two starts, and we've managed to highlight his credentials on when he's won. Certainly got every chance again tonight. He quickens up well, he stays well, he loves this track. All his victories have come here. 4 from 8, any horse who's got a record like that, you certainly want to be paying it the utmost attention. Could have done with a better draw, but he's overcome bad draws before. So Rummaging's a player. I quite like the chances of the two that, however, that ran in that race the other night, which was only a 4-runner race, but it was one of my fastest speed figures I've got so far at this Dundalk campaign. It was won by Regulation, who made all the running off the front, and in behind was Takata Blue and Shawnee. Now, I'd probably go with these two here against the field. Round about 5-1, 11-2, Takata Blue, judge on the tissues, and Shawnee should be around about a 7-1 chance. So we've got some decent prices available for these two. They couldn't quite cope with Mickey Halford's charger, made all, but he's a real strong galloper, that horse, and the sectional times for that race are very good compared as well to the overall time. So I do think that form is very, very solid. Takata Blue is a model of consistency. He always runs well, and so does, in general, Shawnee, who had won quite well in a fast time the time before. So I think if we back those two against the field, we should be knocking at the door.
Okay, on to the 8:15 next race, 5 on the card. This is another handicap. This one's for horses rated 47 to 65, and it's over 6 furlongs. We'll start here with Missile Command, Handy. I want to hear your thoughts on this runner, because he won over course and distance last time. Didn't get the smoothest of runs through and quickened up nicely when he got some daylight. So that looked a good performance, but it took him 18 attempts to break his maiden tag, and he's been hiked up £10 for that win as well, which seems a little bit unfair. What do you make of the likely favourite?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely bizarre, isn't it? A horse can win by 3/4 of a length and get put up 10. I mean, that's cruelty beyond belief. If I owned that horse, I'd be seriously knocking on the door of the handicapper and saying, what the hell's going on? You know, you've got to give horses a chance. Okay, they might win one, but his overall profile suggests he's not prolific. So, in trying to like prevent him from winning again, he's, like I say, he's a bit unkind in the extreme. I certainly think he's a massive player there, however, despite that extra weight, because he comes in good form, and his runs before that all suggested he's, you know, that win was only a matter of time. I do quite like one in this race, though, at a much bigger price, and that's a horse called High Empress. Now, I've had my eye on Sean Hennessy's filly for quite a while. Ever since its debut, funny enough, it ran at the Curragh in quite a decent maiden and caught the eye that day, travelling well. And I've noticed its progression very much going an upward curve here at Dundalk, and its two runs certainly wasn't knocked about the first time out behind Silvado in a bit of a tactical affair. And then in a maiden the other week, won by Cottrell in quite a quick time. I also thought she shaped with a deal of promise, not being knocked about, to run on quite steadily into third. Now, Cottrell, although he didn't run overly well the other night when he finished fourth or five in a five-furlong handicap, he is a horse who's rated in the 70s. So High Empress is, I think, got in quite lightly here for mark of 55. Now, if we can get this horse each way, I could say William Hill hasn't opened up the prices yet this morning, but if he's sort of 6 or 7 to 1 like he's in the tissues, she almost rates Nat Material here tonight, and I'm going to put her up as my strongest bet on the card at the prices. So 8:15, High Empress. If you can get 6, 7 to 1 each way for that one, I think you'll be in for a decent run for your money.
Okay, there you go then. High Empress is Andy's strongest bet out of the prices on the card this evening. The 8:45 is the penultimate race, and this is a rated race for 3-year-olds and over that are rated 70 or less at the time of entry. And a bit of a tricky race this, Andy. Who do you like for the 8:45?
Yeah, it could be tactical. Bound to me, in fact, I don't know, it could be. And if that's the case, I think it probably suits Ned's Indian more than most. Sabrina Harty's 5-year-old has run a series of good races here at Dundalk. He managed to win a couple of starts ago when he kicked on turning for home and never really looked like getting beat. He tried to do the same again last time out and got first run, or tried to get first run on several informed runners, and he almost pulled it off again, but unfortunately Goal was just a bit too speedy for him in the latter stages. Certainly no disgrace getting beat by Gordon Elliott's Charles, because he's got a very good turn of foot on the all-weather. But in behind them was Steins and Gunshoot. And I've just got a feeling those two horses might have to play second fiddle again tonight, because Ned's Indian's tactical advantage might be seen to good effect here, particularly at the cutaway. I think that's when Colin Keane will probably kick and try and head for that far side rail and get first run on the other two. That's pretty much the way I see it. It's going to be Ned's Indian all the way. There's going to be no front run in this race, and if he does lead, then I think he's definitely the one to beat.
Okay, Ned's Indian then in the 8:45. The final race this evening is the 9:15. We finish with a handicap for 4-year-olds and over a mile and a half. And Shake the Bucket loves it round Dundalk, doesn't he? 6 times a winner round the course, including course and distance success last time. £5 higher now, though, which puts him on a mark of 84. He's never won off a mark that high in the past, Andy. But he's got Tom Madden claiming 7 on board. He's quite a useful apprentice, isn't he? So what do you make of Shake the Bucket's chances?
Yeah, definitely strong. He's only once, however, won over a mile and a half. All his best distance wins have been over that mile and a quarter. But Tom Madden on board obviously excelled on this horse last time out. In fact, he needed all of that mile and a quarter to get the better of Super Sling, who looked as though he got first run and was sure to take that prize on the 29th of November. And it was a return to form by Shake the Bucket. There certainly wasn't any great indication prior to that he was about to strike. But once this horse is in good form, he is very, very difficult to oppose on a strong basis, because he always seems to then, once he's in the groove, run a series of good runs. And be folly of me to dismiss him out of hand here, particularly with Tom Madden on board taking off the penalty he picked up from his last win. I think it's between him and Home Secretary. Those are the two main stalwarts here in this field here tonight that always seem to run their races when they're in good nick. Now, Home Secretary blew his chances at the start last time out. Now, I know this horse can be held up, and he is a dweller in the stalls, but I almost thought he just decided to give the other such an advantage the other day that, you know, Shane Foley was smoking a Hamlet cigar in the stalls, because he must have missed it by about 10 lengths, and, you know, you can't afford to give that kind of ground away. So hopefully Gary Phillips, who rides him tonight, will give him a good kick in the belly coming out of the stalls, and he gets him a bit more motivated than he did last time out, because this horse has got a very good cruising speed and also quite a good finish as well in the home straight here down the lane at Dundalk. Often his victories have come from when he's been towards the back of the pack and then he's mowed them down late on. Nothing will be finishing strong in the straight. Just depends how close he is to the pace. And like I say, with this cutaway now we've seen at Dundalk, horses I think can get into the race a little bit more you know, readily, rather than being hostage to fortune down the lane when horses are in their way. So he should get a clear run. And if that's the case, then I think Home Secretary is going to give Shake the Bucket the most to think about in the last.
OK. Let's just have a quick summary of your thoughts, and Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, Crafted Mastery in the first race for Jer Lyons. Should go a couple of places better than she did on debut. 6.45, tough old handicap there, but I like the chances of Phil's Wish, who certainly wasn't overly punished last time out in a similar race to this. 7.15, I'd probably play the two in-form horses against the field, Arminiki Nico, and in particular Reckless Dad. I think he might be the pick of the prices, judging on the tissues this morning. 7.45, two against the field again here. The two that ran in that race won by regulation the last day. That looks to pick the prime form, Shawnee and Takata Blue. In the 8.15, High Empress is one of the most interesting runners for me on the card tonight. I think she's a filly with a decent amount of talent and could take advantage of her low handicap mark in her first run in this sphere in that 6-furlong race. In the 8.45, could be tactical, and if that's the case, it'll suit Ned's Indian. And in the final race, Shake the Bucket's the one to beat, but hopefully Home Secretary with a better break is the one that can come home strongest in the last.
Good stuff. Thank you, Andy. It's been a pleasure speaking to you again. Enjoy Dundalk this evening, and I understand you're going to Cheltenham as well, so enjoy that
indeed,
as well.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that today.
Good stuff. Enjoy what you see, Andy, and good luck with our selections this evening.
Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.